Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host, and I am always excited to be with you on this Tuesday morning. So thank you, as always, for choosing to spend some of your time with me. Today, we are talking to another fellow entrepreneur coach, Phoebe Pierpoint, who calls herself a mindset coach for entrepreneurs, but she's really got a unique story. And we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, the nuts and bolts, not just of building a business and sustaining it, but what are really the key pieces? And I'm dropping a major hint here. This isn't just going to be about strategy. We're going to be talking about other stuff too. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Allison. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So please, if you would, I know we were talking kind of in the green room is what I like to call it before we jumped on, a little bit about your story.
Yes. So I started out in the typical big corporate career, and I worked my way up pretty quickly, pretty easily, and found myself working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. And as you can imagine, this is hardly sustainable for anybody, but I was young at the time. I was able to make it work until it didn't. And my body gave out on me. My health gave out on me. I ended up losing my job, actually, as a result of dealing with some health challenges that came up from burnout. And it caused me to rethink everything and the way I was approaching work.
So when you said you almost burned out, describe that.
So I had a instance when I was 21. I was told to go on disability for the rest of my life because of health challenges that I was dealing with. And I chose to ignore this. I went on to completely reverse everything that I had been dealing with. And because I had this new lease on life, I wanted to get everything I could out of life. And as a result, I really didn't have, I wasn't able to moderate that. And I just went so hard into everything. And what happened was my passion just ended up burning me out. And yeah. Some of my health stuff returned, and I wasn't able to sustain that level of intensity.
Yeah. So it sounds like I can't imagine being told to go on disability at 21. That's just like, that's kind of mind blowing unless there was like a major, major health something going on that was going to keep you from working. So, good for you for pushing back against that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we got to this point where we burned out. You were starting to have health problems, and you were just like, you know what? I have a feeling this is not how it's supposed to be. So what did you decide to do then?
Well, at first I was angry, and I came to the conclusion that I couldn't have my health and success. This wasn't the first time that my health had ruined kind of my version of success at the time. And so my first inclination was, well, I have to choose my health, and I don't even care about money anymore. And that was kind of the route that I took first. And obviously came to the conclusion that that also wasn't what I wanted, and that there had to be a way to enjoy your life, keep your health, and still make money. And this started me looking into the world of entrepreneurship and building businesses. And I became a business growth expert, and I started helping entrepreneurs systemize and so that they could scale their business with sustainability. And while I was really good at creating the strategy for these entrepreneurs, what I would find is that because of their mindset blocks, they would continuously sabotage the strategies and the success that they had. So I started looking at it differently and thinking, well, gosh, this is not going to work if, if your mindset is so directly connected to your ability to execute, then we need to start looking at mindset. And that's when I made the shift to helping them grow their business from the perspective of mindset.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about paint a picture here. What are some of the typical mindset blocks that you would see back when you were just coaching on strategy? You know, these obviously there were probably, my bet is, and the reason I'm asking this is that
my thought is that there were common themes that kept coming up, and which is usually when common things start coming up, it's sort of the universe telling us, hey, we need to take a look at this. So what were some of those that you saw?
So there are the common themes, and they almost always present differently for each person. But some of the common themes are things like imposter syndrome, shiny object syndrome, procrastination, perfectionism, right? The common things that we hear about. However, we often experience those things in our own unique way. And so we don't see it as perfectionism. We don't see it as imposter syndrome because it has developed as part of our normal way of operating. And we think that it works.
Yeah. And it's like what my coach always says, is that a thought or a fact? And
right.
The problem is when those things come up, we look at it and we think it's a fact, but it's really not a fact.
Right. And even if it is a fact in some reality, it's a fact that's not working for the reality you want to be in, right? So at some point you created that as a fact because it worked for you. But now in where you're wanting to go or where you're currently at, it's no longer working for you.
Yeah. Or to your point, if it presents as a fact because you've created evidence to support it, which
yes.
You know, we both know the longer you think something, you're just continuing to create evidence that you're right.
Yes, exactly.
We all do that for, you know, any number of different things.
That's right.
Okay. So let's fast forward a little bit now to, to people listening who are either business owners or who are considering starting a business. Maybe they have a side hustle, or maybe they're, you know, at the point where they're thinking about what's next. I mean, you know, it could be mm-hmm. like charity work, volunteer work, whatever. And so, so I'm wondering, my general thought when we're looking at what's next for us or starting something different or whatever, you sort of want to approach it like you're beginning a business. And so I think the first place that people would go would be kind of the action steps, you know,
mm-hmm.
This is my blueprint plan. These are my action steps. These are my tasks that I need to take care of first. But sometimes that's not always the best place to begin. Would you agree?
Correct. So often when people think about changing their life or business, they think about how they can take different actions. But what we don't realize, because we are such physical beings, is our actions actually start in the mind with a thought. And that thought produces a feeling, which then leads us to take action. So while action is very important, it's not the root cause of our results.
Yeah. So then from a building perspective, and you know, this could go for anybody, whether they're building a business, starting something new, or maybe they're just choosing to look at how they prioritize themselves differently. You know, when it comes to like, you know, just self-care, it could be a new fitness program, a new hobby, a new activity, whatever, right? So, you know, where would be like, walk me through the process, maybe just a few little tips and bite-sized pieces of strategy that you could offer on where someone would begin, like from the 50,000 square foot view.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you would want to start is with the end in mind. So what's the vision of what you're wanting to create? And as you're looking at that vision and the end result that you're wanting, where are the places where you're saying, I can't? Where are you experiencing stress and anxiety when you look at that vision? Where are you getting frustrated? Where are you saying, I know what I should do, but I'm not doing it? Those are all indications of mindset blocks.
Yeah, I like how you explain that, because I feel like, you know, there's so many people out there that are big proponents of the law of attraction. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, don't ever think a bad thought. Don't ever acknowledge that. If you think about it, you're just going to create more of it. And mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, a lot of that is just BS. It's just really taken out of context. So speak to me a little bit about what you would say to, if you're trying to begin with the end in mind, you're trying to imagine the goal being done, you know, or what that's going to feel like or look like. And what happens when you do that is you feel anxiety or overwhelm or stress. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are mindset blocks. So what would be the next step for somebody?
So then you would want to ask yourself, where is this coming from? And this can be really hard for people because their ego doesn't want to admit that they are afraid or nervous or whatever it is that's behind that stress or anxiety. We don't like to think of ourselves as weak or unable. I mean, we're successful entrepreneurs. Of course, we're strong and, you know, we don't want to think of ourselves that way. And so we really want to understand what's behind that.
And it can be pretty scary too, because, you know, and then yes, the typical response, if you're used to, you know, going and doing like a lot of entrepreneurs are, is they'll just ignore it. They'll just shove it down or bury it or whatever, right?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is what this can lead to, which is a common pattern with entrepreneurs, is force. They will force the outcome. They will walk straight into their stress and their anxiety. They'll force the outcome. And that's when we get into some dangerous territory like burnout or the sort of hamster wheel of success, where when we're feeling good, it's going well, but when we're feeling bad, it's not.
Yeah. And it's, to your point, it is exactly that, a hamster wheel. It's just like, you know, maybe if I just work a little harder, it'll go away. Maybe if I'll just do this, I'll fix it, kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're beginning with the end in mind, we're coming up with some blocks and we're kind of asking ourselves some hard questions. What happens next?
Then we want to look at, what do I need to believe or who do I need to be in order to make this vision happen? I'm aware of who I am today and why that's in the way. Now, what do I need to believe and who do I need to be instead? And really creating a picture of what that person looks like.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because one of the things that my coach has taught me is doing what she calls a belief plan. And mm-hmm. So about every quarter, or, you know, 4 or 5 months, I kind of revisit my current belief plan. And I probably have. And what I do is I take the large, what I call it, giant post-it paper, you know, that you can buy at an office supply place like Staples. And I write out my beliefs on that and put it on my wall so that it's always front and center for me. And then when I create a new one, I put it on top of the old one. And the fun part is that you can see, like, you know, it's kind of like a blueprint of what you used to think and where your brain has gone, which is actually kind of cool if you're an entrepreneur and you're building something and you're, you know, consistently measuring and tracking and doing your progress. So, you know, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are around a belief process, if this is one of the things that you help your clients do.
Yes. So once you're aware of the belief that's in the way, the new belief that you want to have, then it's a process of living into that belief in small ways. Because what we're going to want to do as successful entrepreneurs is we're going to want to go all in, right? We tend to overdo everything. But changing your beliefs is one of the hardest things that you'll ever do. Because what happens is your old mindset flares up to convince you that this is not safe. You experience stress, etc. So you really have to start taking on this new belief system in really small ways so that you can start to accumulate new proof of the new reality that you want to create in a way that's not going to overwhelm you.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, I'll just add, I really like what you just said, and I'll just add that in order for us to really achieve anything, whether it's in our business or our personal life or whatever, we have to first believe it. And,
yes,
you know, because if we're consistently actioning to try to achieve something, and the constant thought that we keep having is, I'm afraid I'm not going to get there. I'm afraid I'm not going to get there. What's wrong with me? Et cetera, which is complete normal human nature, right? Mm-hmm. Really what we're doing is we're sending mixed signals to the universe, mm-hmm. you know? So in order for anything to be able to really happen for us, whatever your goal is the energy has to match.
Yes. One of the biggest things that I teach is how to create an emotional state in your body that matches the belief that you want to have. Because if we aren't emotionally connecting to the vision, to the new belief system, then there's a disconnect, right? We have to actually believe it. We can't just tell ourselves 100 times, right? Like the secret method. We have to actually feel a connection to that in our body, because that's what our body responds to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're energetic beings and living in human form, right? I mean, and that's all the universe responds to is energy.
Yes. And that is also what causes our brain to actually go to work for us. Our brains are so much more powerful than what we can do with our body. And we take it for granted because it just feels normal. But when your brain is working against you, it's one of the worst things that we can be, worst things that we can have be working against us. And when it's working for us, it's one of the biggest tools that we can utilize.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Could not agree more. It really is always about maintaining the energetic state where you are.
Yes. And yet that doesn't feel like productivity to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. It feels like a waste of time, like nothing is happening. But right. I can tell you that what your brain can do for you is way more powerful than the actions that you can take from the wrong mindset.
Yeah, because I mean, as human beings, we're trained, we're conditioned from a very early age to look for evidence, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, well, I'm not seeing it. You know, and if I'm not seeing it, then I'm not believing it. But the great irony in that statement is that you have to believe it first and then you'll see it.
Right. It goes back to the concept of when you decide that you want to buy a white SUV. Uh-huh. And you've made that decision and then you go out driving and suddenly you're seeing so many white SUVs everywhere. And you're thinking, well, that nothing changed about, you know, car buying habits. What changed was you and what you decided you wanted. And your brain has subconsciously gone to work for you to help you see opportunities for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great example. And I think a lot of people listening can relate to that. So if we want to just kind of narrow this down a little bit more, and I'm really kind of speaking more from a general perspective here versus building a business, I'm talking like about, say, personal self-care goals or personal health and fitness goals even. I mean, what do you think, how from a mindset perspective, what do you think are the most important tools for that?
So what tends to happen is we want something self-care wise, like we want more balance. We want the ability to relax. We want to work out. We want to eat healthier, right? But then what happens is our actions just don't reflect that. And we think to ourselves, why can't I just be more disciplined? Why can't I just be better? And yes, we go into this blame and shame cycle because we are looking at our actions and judging our actions as the problem. And we may even have people around us saying the same thing. Our partners are frustrated with us as to why we can't come home in time for dinner or get off our phones. It's so simple. Just change your behavior, right?
Right.
And this is where people will get stuck in a loop because they are only looking at the behavior. And what you want to do is zoom out and look at what is in the way of you and the action. And there is always something, and you have to be patient because you're not always going to get the answer immediately. This was something I experienced over and over in my life in a lot of big ways. I had to ask myself, what is in the way of me in this behavior?
Yeah. Well, and just to kind of sum up nicely, and again, really, really great share there. But I think what's really coming up for me and what you said is something that, you know, that I coach on as well. And that is, it's always about how you're being. It's never about what you're doing.
Yes, that's
right. Now, let me just go take that one step further and say, I'm not suggesting that we don't need to take action, right? I mean, we're successful because we take action, but there's a difference between simply just actioning yourself to death because I've got the proverbial to-do list always, right? And I mean, you probably know people as well as I do that are just busy being busy, right? Oh, I've just got so much to do. I've got so much to do, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it really is about how you're being. And so if you're consistently in your life hustling and working your fingers to the bone and working the 12-hour days and trying to check the boxes every single day, then energetically, that's a very low energy state because it comes from a state of, I'm not going to be worthy and complete until I get all this done.
Yes. Right?
Right. And when you look at it from the energetic state, though, on the other side, and you're being the example of a well-rounded entrepreneur, business owner, whatever, then energetically, that's very different.
Yes, it is all about how we're priming our brain with our thoughts and our emotional state. So if we are coming from a place of, I need to fix all these problems so that I can be happy, then that's how we're priming our emotional state and our brain to respond. Versus if we are priming our brain and our emotional state with our vision and gratitude and affirmations, then that is where our brain is going to be coming from. And it results in a very different result. So
yeah, as it should, right? So yes. So I'm thinking about the person listening, you know, obviously we have a lot of people listening, but I'm thinking about the person listening to this right now who's, this is maybe really resonating and landing for them, like right on time. And maybe they're just ready to kind of take a step today to do something different. What's your best piece of advice or, you know, actionable tip or something that you can offer for anyone just to walk away with and kind of chew on?
Yeah. Well, I have created a free training to walk people through this process. So I can share that. But what I will say is the first step is just to start noticing your thoughts and your beliefs throughout the day and being able to question them and become an objective observer of them without making it mean that it's you.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to observe these things that we're thinking, question them, and ask if they are actually serving us. And that is a great place to start, because just the awareness of what you're thinking and where you're operating from is going to start to get the wheels turning.
Yeah. No, I like that, because we're not our thoughts. We're just the thinking thoughts, right?
Right. And you cannot do this work if you are not able to separate yourself from your mindset, because your ego will not let you.
Right. Right. Very well said. And it's just the human condition to constantly try to keep us in a place where, well, that can't happen because of this, right? Mm-hmm. That's just human nature. That's how we're wired.
Yes.
Right. So tell us about this free training. Like, where can people find you?
Yeah. So I did create a free training to actually walk people through the process of identifying their mindset blocks, mm-hmm. overriding them, and reprogramming them with a new mindset to help them reach their goals. I haven't left anything out of this training. It's not a teaser. It was very tedious to put together, and it does include everything that I use with my clients to help them create results in their lives and businesses. So if you want to check that out, it is Your Life Architect. That's my business. yourlifearchitect.com/mindreset.
Mind reset. Okay. And so people can find that on your website then, right?
Yeah. I did create a specific page for it. So if you do yourlifearchitect.com/mindreset, it will take you directly there. Otherwise, you can find it through my website, yourlifearchitect.com.
Okay. Fantastic. And are you on social media as well?
I am. Yes. I'm not super active on there. Instagram. I am on Instagram, uncage_me. Mm-hmm. And my Facebook is under my name, Phoebe Marie.
Phoebe Marie. Okay. And tell me your Instagram again.
It's uncage_me.
Underscore. So uncage, like cage, yeah. Animal cage.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Uncage me. Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe Marie on Facebook.
Yes.
Awesome. So any parting thoughts for my audience before we wrap up?
Just that expect that this work is going to be hard, and it's okay. A lot of people get discouraged, but the only way that you can fail with this is if you stop. It truly is a lifelong journey. Find the love in that journey and the joy in the small progress along the way. It doesn't have to be huge, huge steps. And as long as you keep going, then you cannot fail.
Yeah. No, and I love that, because if it's one thing I've learned after being in business for, gosh, close to 25 years, it's like the mindset work never stops. Yes. And it's more than just positive thinking and writing goals down and all of that. It's a lot more than that. It's about, like, you know, to use your point, it's feeding the beliefs. It's becoming the energetic equivalent too of the beliefs.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Of course. And for people out there listening, if you want, feel free to connect with Phoebe. You'll find her links in the show notes. yourlifearchitect.com/mindreset is her free training. I encourage you to take advantage of that if this is something that has piqued your curiosity. And on that note, if our conversation has inspired you and really got you thinking and you would like to share this with a friend or a business colleague, then feel free to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and we will do it for you. You can just simply connect with me and I'll do it, or someone on my team will take care of it for you. This is why we're consistently ranked high and why we have listeners all over the world and why we hear from so many of you on a regular basis. It's because of this. This is exactly how it happens, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And just know that I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And that's what I got for you this week on the podcast. So we will see you next time. This is Allison Katzkowski wishing you your ultimate life.